Hey everyone, Jeremy Parrish here to tell you that we are, as of today, T-minus 3 weeks from the launch of Metroid Dread, the first proper Metroid sequel from Nintendo in 19 years. We're also just a few weeks out from the 35th anniversary of the series. And so, ensconced right here in between these two seminal events in video game history, we have a Metroid episode of Retronauts called The Metroid Legacy. And we've talked about Metroid before, but that's always been more structured and focused on individual games. This episode is much more of a free-form, free-association sort of thing, where we sit around and talk about not only our memories of the games, but also the series' impact on game design and its place in video game history. It's a fun, nostalgic look back of one of the great pillars of modern video game design. And this being an every other Friday, it's an episode that we've reserved exclusively for our Patreon supporters at patreon.com/retronauts. Anyone who subscribes to our campaign for $5 a month or more can listen to the entire episode. You can also listen to an entire backlog of other exclusive episodes stretching back a year and a half, as well as about a year and a half of weekly exclusive mini columns and micro podcasts by Diamond Fight called This Week in Retro. And there's also Discord access, plus other goodies we'll throw your way down the line. So enjoy this brief preview of the episode and head over to patreon.com/retronauts to soak in the full experience.
Unexpectedly, Nintendo said, hey, we're going to make another one. And not only that, but it's the one that they almost announced like 15 years ago.
Wild.
It's pretty wild, yeah. Shane, you were at EGM back in those days.
You remember
the press sheet.
What's weird about Metroid Dread, I'll say, is that like it was kind of this myth. Like some people saw it on a sizzle reel running in their booth, but it wasn't part of their press conference.
I don't remember ever seeing it on a sizzle reel.
You and I never saw it, but like
they saw Scourge Hive is what they saw.
It's maybe apocryphal, but like
no, I was okay. So the Ziff Davis booth that year,
you were working in
was,
the. It was like a terrarium.
It was the one up.
Was
the one
the
up terrarium. It was the fishbowl.
Yeah, you were stuck in this hot terrarium.
It was awful.
Back in the day when you were raced to write things up.
Yeah, yes. I got really sick that year.
Man, I was stuck in a terrarium uploading pictures for the entire span of E3.
So anyway, relevant to Metroid, that was the year that their pre-E3 sheet that they sent out to the magazines was like, here's a list of all the games we're going to have. And it said Metroid Dread for
DS.
Was
it with two Ds at the end? Or does that make that up?
Okay. My brain remembers it as D-R-E-D-D, but everyone else is like D-R-E-A-D.
No, I remember that too, so I think you and I remember.
I think D-R-E-D-D is copyright by Judge Dredd.
Might be. that might be why it disappeared. I don't know. But because of that, I was like, you know, buzzing with excitement for the prospect of Metroid. So
it's always been special.
Yeah. Like, well, finally, you know, this was 2005, so the DS was like 6 months old. It was like, this is the reason that people are going to want
a DS. It was 6 months old and kind of not the greatest launch.
Well, the Lite was on the way.
Nintendo. You like Steel Diver.
The Lite? No, I didn't really. That was 3DS anyway.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. Okay, so yes, at the fishbowl, I saw that someone at the magazine like showed me that list, even though they weren't supposed to, and I saw it, and I was like, yes, I blogged about it. I was like, there's something dreadfully exciting coming that's going to make everyone want a Nintendo DS. And then the event came. They did their, you know, press conference, no mention of Metroid. So our terrarium, the one-up terrarium, was like a two-story tall booth that had the terrarium, but then there was a meeting space upstairs that looked out over the show floor, and our booth was diagonal from Nintendo's booth. And you could sit up there and see their sizzle reel trailers running the entire time.
Never was on there.
And I sat there hawk-eyed every chance I could, watching for any sign of Metroid Dread, because they would refresh the trailers throughout the course of the show. Like, every day it was a slightly different mix. And there was something, and I was like, wow, what is that? That looks just like Metroid. Oh my god, it's like isometric now.
That sounds like Rear Window.
Which game was some third-party game?
It was Scourge Hive, which was a very good game.
Oh, the European game.
It's not European, it was American.
Didn't you give that a high rating?
I gave it a pretty good rating. I wouldn't say
but
like
it was not Samus.
It was not Samus. It was some lady with long red hair and a ponytail that she could like flop around. And it had the whole Metroid Fusion thing going on though, because she was infected with something. I don't know. There's actually an episode where I interviewed the developers of Scourge Hive from I can't remember the name of the studio, but that was maybe like 3 or 4 years ago on Retronauts. So check that episode out. It's in the archives, but. Yeah, Metroid Dread never showed up, and There was never another official mention of it from Nintendo until Metroid Prime 3.
Metroid Prime always felt to me like
trolling everyone.
It felt like one of those things you would see in the early 80s when you're looking at the back of a magazine and it's got like forthcoming game for the Atari and it's got like a random title that's got a screenshot but there's nothing beyond
that. That reminds me of when I sent in $49 to buy Donkey Kong Returns from Play It Again Games and 2 years later they sent me back my money.
Yeah. So Metroid Dread until recently has been the Bibis one of Metroid.
And I'll say, the second they announced it, it was like, that was pretty clever, because like, all of us who are old school veteran losers, we were instantly like, oh my god, Nintendo remembers, thank you.
Nintendo never throws anything away.
Right.
It's
kind of like Disney.
Yeah. Like, this game, I think, is actually going to be totally different from what Metroid Dread would have been had it come out for Nintendo DS.
They just had the URL sitting around, so like, we need to find something to put there.
But I'll say, it's a really unique IP in their you know, pantheon. Like, if you look at the things they've done with all their franchises, Metroid is kind of special. I mean, there's ones that barely got touched like Kid Icarus, but Metroid has been returned to again and again in unique and different ways.